Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
It is championship week. Everyone excited to get to Miami and chase three different championships from the NASCAR Touring Series, Friday night, the Camping World Truck Series, Saturday, the Xfinity Series, and of course, on Sunday, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup. Hi, everyone. Welcome to NASCAR America. Marty Snyder, Kyle Petty. Honored to have a Hall of Famer here with us,
KP. I know, man.
We got Ray Evernham in the house today. How you been, man? We don't get to see much of you anymore.
Great. No, it's awesome to see you guys, really. Banky called and said, hey, come on down. So I'm here.
That's it.
Hey, I want to know from you, you said something interesting this morning. How different are these playoffs for you to consume and watch and understand and process versus when you and Jeff Gordon were winning championships in the game today?
It really is a much different game. And I think the whole game's changed. And it's one of those, whether you like it or not, the intensity level of what happens now is much, much different than what happened then. You know, we were racing points. It was all about points. You had a point number that you had to make. Now it's winner take all, do or die. You know, and you've got to beat that guy. And I think that the game's changed a little bit. It seems now it's okay to maybe be a little bit rougher and have that do whatever it takes attitude to win. And we just didn't have that.
Yeah, because you didn't have to have it. You did, because I was talking to my dad the other day about the 79 championship and going into Ontario behind. They knew what they had to do. They had to make up 15, 20 points, whatever it was at that time. When you start at Homestead and you take Martin Truex and Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick and Joey Logano, they're dead even. It's like the other 35 races never happened. It's one race, winner take all. The intensity, the pressure, the in your mind, it's like no mistakes. I've got to execute. You've got to execute perfectly to come out of there as a champion, so that's tough.
Well, obviously, the championship four is set. As Kyle mentioned, Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, and Kevin Harvick will duke it out on Sunday. Today is the final prep day at the shop for teams located here on the East Coast. One of the championship contending crew chiefs, Adam Stevens, our Dave Burns, got to chat with him earlier.
Well, fortunate enough to catch up with Adam Stevens in the middle of the busy championship week. And I guess I'm wondering if now that it's been a little bit of a routine for you, four in a row here, is it any easier?
Well, I think it is a little bit. You know a little bit what to expect, the obligations that you have leading into it, and the level of preparation it takes to be successful.
So in those processes, do you have this like big book of things you've got to do, or is it more you just sort of let the week flow, make sure you check off all the boxes?
Well, there's a certain amount of prep work and, just overall preparation that goes into every weekend, and that doesn't really change. It's the same amount of boxes. You just try to be a little bit more efficient, a little bit more thorough in all those.
It's been interesting. A couple of crew chiefs have had a different way of doing things. Rodney got to spend the weekend at home last weekend. Todd had a couple of weeks to prepare for Miami. Advantage for them?
It is. You know, we were in that situation last year and after winning Martinsville, and I really felt like we were the best prepared car down there. And it showed through practice and through the race. The pit strategy didn't quite work out for us, but, having time to devote to that and think about that solely and not be worried about your performance for a couple weeks is a big advantage.
Let's talk about momentum. Some are big believers in it. Others, not so much. You won last weekend, and it seems to give a lift, at least in spirit, to everybody. How big a factor do you think momentum is going into Miami weekend?
I think it's huge. You know, we've spent so much time, especially in the playoffs, trying to score points because we had such a point advantage that we weren't in desperation mode to win races. So we were trying to be really careful, trying to be smart. And we're not going to be careful and we're not going to be smart when we go to Homestead. We're going to go no holds barred and chase after that checkered flag. So we got to do a little bit of that this past week at Phoenix. And it keeps everybody on their toes and keeps everybody operating at that higher level. And we were able to show that last week.
How about the crew? I know you've stayed standard most of the time. Are they healthy and is everyone going the same? Because you've always been good over the wall.
Yeah, you know, we've had the same crew all year. We were missing our gas man last week. They're on baby watch, but win, lose, or draw, he's going to come play with us this weekend. So it'll be the normal crew that we've had, and, you know, we've kind of been top of the sheet all year.
All right, I got this visual of the finishing up here in Huntersville and going to Miami of the hauler, okay? You load the cars in there, you lock it up, it goes down the road. Mm-hmm. What's it like when you finish up here before you leave, before you turn the lights out? What do you do before you leave just to make sure you've got everything covered for Adam Stevens and his job?
It's similar to every week. You know, you want to have an advanced plan for race strategy. You want to know how the practice flow is going to go. You want to know what you're going to change if you fight certain handling conditions that you might expect. You know, you do all your race prep, and you close a notebook, and you go home.
Do you have a routine? Is there anything like at the very end you make sure you do?
At the very, very end? make sure I kiss my wife and kids, and that's about it.
See, that's the big news. He got a congratulations when he came in the door. I made sure it wasn't anything, you know, like family related or anything, but a win last week in Phoenix and a chance to do the same and take home a second championship with Kyle Busch this weekend.
All right, thank you, Dave. And that work will continue until Adam told me 10 o'clock tonight for those teams here on the East Coast. Maybe the strongest group of championship four teams we've ever had. Those three guys, Truex, Busch, and Harvick, they've won titles. They're looking for their second, while Joey Logano has not won that championship, but he's come close twice, guys. So what we're going to do on the show today, we're going to kind of break down all four of the championship teams, sort of some positives, maybe a few negatives on why you think they could or could not win the championship. Let's start with the 18, Kyle, since we just heard from Adam Stevens. Like, what are your thoughts, and are you a big believer in the momentum they built at Phoenix coming into Miami?
Listen, I'm always a believer in momentum. If you're only as good as your last race. How many times do we hear that? How many times do you hear it in the sport? You're only as good as the last race you ran. Last race they ran, they won. You know, there's so many positives. 4 years in a row, Adam Stevens being a positive. Understanding, breaking down the race last year, where they felt they were weak. Understanding how to get stronger there. The year they've put together this year, eight wins. You look at that and it's like, where are the negatives? I think some of the negatives are mistakes. Speeding on pit road, loose wheels at inopportune times. Things like that. Those are the negatives. But those are the negatives for just about every team.
And that was Texas 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
that wasn't a long time ago.
No, that's not a long time.
2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago. And that's what I'm saying. So if we go and we just go over the last few races, there are plenty of positives. But there's a few negatives that rear their head. And it's like I said in the opening here, execution, execution, execution. That's what it's going to come down to for these four teams. Because there's one that's a little bit better, and there's one that may be a little bit less, and the other ones are right there in the middle somewhere. But in the end, it's going to be that close.
Kyle brings out the point, how much does experience count? Because this is the fourth year in a row for this team in the championship four.
I think experience means a lot, because you've been in those battles, and sometimes that helps you avoid those mistakes. You know how to prepare or not over-prepare, yeah. Really. You are overthink it. Go out and do your job. The other thing is they don't have, let's say, distractions. Some of the other teams that they're racing against have got some distractions. These guys are getting along really well. They've got experience. Adam Stevens has been there. The crew's been together. And Kyle, obviously, has been there before. And right now, they're on the top of their game. And as I said, when you look at some of their competitors, they have a little distraction here and there. I don't see it with these guys.
The other thing, Kyle, is they've won two races in these playoffs at Richmond and Phoenix.
Yeah.
And in neither race, really, did they have the best car. They were able to find a way to win a race, and that always tends to build momentum as well.
That builds confidence,
yeah.
Okay? That builds confidence. Speed is what's going to take here, okay? Yeah, I don't, and maybe I'm way off base, but, you know, we saw Brad Keselowski earlier this year win two or three races on strategy, on not having the best car. When you get to this level, these four teams, winner take all, one shot, you've about got to have strategy, the best car, the best luck, The best paint scheme, the best looking wife, the best looking everything to come out of this place.
Well, that counts for
Miami. Everything counts when you go to Miami. Everything.
We're not going to get into rating the wives because that could be a whole different show.
Mode. Yeah, exactly. But you never know when the moment will be. And I found it funny, like, because Kyle mentioned this. I also had Joey Logano mention this to me, and Martin Truex Jr. mentioned it to me as well. Last year's race, you go back to that last run in last year's race, and Kyle said, I didn't get through traffic quick enough. Right here, fighting with Joey Logano. He said, I spent too much time fighting with Joey Logano. That's why I didn't win the championship last year.
Yeah, okay, so you're telling me that Kyle Busch says, okay, maybe I was a little more cautious. Maybe I didn't force the issue with Joey to get past him, to have a run at the 18th. That's just him changing his game. But I think we heard from Adam Stevens right there, we're not changing anything. We're going down there and attack. We're throwing caution to the wind. We're throwing everything at it. So I don't think we'll see that same kind of mistake. Again, I go back to what Adam said, or what listening to him. We've studied this. We understand what our mistakes and where our shortfalls were last year. We're not going to repeat that.
And that goes right back to that saying that experience, that being in that fight and being in together with the same group of guys. If I forget that, you're going to remind me.
That's right.
Where, you know, being on that other end of the radio, having guys that have been in that battle, somebody's going to remember to bring up something that's going to remind you of what to do or not to do.
Good point.
Ray, what about last year's champ, Martin Truex Jr.? What do you think about his chances to repeat and win a second straight title?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I think Martin Truex is right now at the pinnacle of his career. I think he's driving as good as I've ever seen him drive. Mm. He's confident he can get the job done. I think in his mind, you know, he's a fierce and talented competitor. He reminds me of somebody that old school. I like the way he drives. He drives hard. He drives clean. He keeps track of his emotions. But going back to the distractions, I don't know whether it's the fact that team is not going to continue, that he's moving on to a different team, but I just feel like that car has not had the razor sharp speed that it had. And I think he's going to need good speed to beat the other guys. So, I feel like the talent is there, the experience is there, but the speed is just not in that car like it was.
Yeah, and I agree. I think last year, we go back to the mile and a half, he was the king. I mean, he got it done week in and week out. He and Cole, no matter what happened to him, they could recover from a mistake and get back to the front. And we saw that with this team early in the year, with all these teams, with the big three. I'll go with the big three. Early in the year, we saw these guys have mistakes, get to the back, but somehow they found their way back to the top five at the beginning and by the end of the race. Second half of the year and in the playoffs, we've not seen that from the 78 team. If they have a mistake, they're lucky to get back to the top 10. That's a lack of speed, not a lack of anything else except the lack of speed. So that is a weak point for that team. The strong point for that team is I truly believe that Cole Pearn and Martin Truex, and as you say, is at where the best he's ever been, they want to go out as a champion. They want to lock the doors on that place in Colorado and put that championship, one more championship sticker on that door before they walk away and they never go back out there again. That's a lot of incentive personally that nobody else is carrying.
There's a lot to fight for there on that.
That nobody else is carrying. That's something in their heart. That's something in here. And you know what? That's totally different. That's an intangible that we can't see.
There's a lot to fight for in that, Ray, but they're in Denver, Colorado. So that means, you know, and I talked to Cole Pearn about this on Sunday, that means one full less day of shop preparation for that race team. Does that hurt a race team to have a full 24 hours that you don't have that the East Coast teams had because your hauler had to leave last night at 10 o'clock?
I would say if you had grown your team in this area where that was out of your system, but being that they've done that, that's all they've ever known, it's really nothing different from them. They've had to go that. I'd always like to have more time to prepare our cars. You always say, look, the race car's never done. It just gets time to go race. That's just the bottom line. Just what dictates when it's done is when you got to go race.
Hauler driver says, I need to go.
Yeah. But they've done a great job with that team of being prepared. I just think, man, it's that little bit, that half a step of speed, and maybe they can find that because Martin likes to run the top. He runs really good at Homestead. You know, they may come with that speed this week.
Those little bits are what win you the championship, though. Well, we mentioned the 78 hauler is on its way to Miami. They left the shop in Denver, Colorado, 10:15 Mountain Time last night, and the moment hit hard for the crew and crew chief Cole Pearn and everyone on the team.
I don't think any of us were prepared for how emotional I was last night when we loaded up. You know, I think we've just been head down, kind of pushing super hard, trying to do everything we can to get ready for this weekend. And once it was in the truck and saw the lift gate up, there was a lot of tears shed and, you know, a lot of sad faces, because I think all of us really realized that the last time we're going to do it together as a group. And, you know, it's something, something a lot of relationships, have been built in that shop. And it's a weird feeling for sure.
Kind of is sad that it's the last race for Furniture Racing. You guys have both been a part of teams shutting down. It's kind of unusual when it it's the last time.
Yeah, and it is. It is. You keep, it's not in your head. It's not going to happen. It's not, that's a long way off. That's 6 races. It's 4. It's 2. Oh my gosh, here it is. And it is sad. It is sad. And you know it, working with a team. The bond you have with your guys is unlike anything else. It's anything else. I was never in the military, but I imagine it's somewhere in that direction, because you live together, you breathe together, you eat, you win, you lose. That's the way it is. And that bond that this group has shared as a championship team, as building a championship team, and now it goes away and you're scattered to the four corners of the garage area. You'll still see each other, but some of you may be competitors now. Yeah. So it's a bittersweet moment.
And when you go through something like that, what they did up there was amazing. If you think about Barney Visser, started that team from nothing and became, that's been one of the most dominant cars in the series over the past 2 or 3 years. And, you see the little kids and the families there in the garage watching that door shut. I look back at the times with the 24 team for as long as my racing career has been. Those were the best times in my life. And still today, those guys, we're friends, and they can look back on that and know that they have been part of something amazing. But it is sad when you see that door close and you realize this is the last time this team is going to compete as a unit.
One more race for the 78 team. They hope it ends up in a championship for those guys. Coming up, 2 more teams to break down, and Joey Logano and Kevin Harvick, that's next. Plus, we've seen mind games leading up to Miami in the past, but is that the case with this year's group? We'll discuss when NASCAR America returns.
Joey Logano has won yet again, his 3rd win at the Talladega Super Speedway.
Oh, baby! Perfect! Woo! That feels so good! Good! Good!
Man, this is amazing. I just don't want to wait so long for the next one.
Here comes Logano! Logano on the inside! A drag race! They're sideways! And it's going to be Logano getting the win!
Miami, baby! Good!
The haters are going to hate a little bit, but I'm a hard racer, and I don't think that's a secret to anyone. We're here to win a championship this year.
Yeah, but it's up on the fence.
Joey Logano doesn't do that at Martinsville. He might not be in the championship four. So interesting fact here, guys. Joey and Todd Gordon, they're the longest, most tenured crew chief driver pairing in the championship four. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I would not have guessed that.
211 starts.
Would not.
I would not have guessed that. Another championship four fact. So
learn something today.
Well, there you go.
I can leave now.
See you later, KP. Ray and I'll take the rest of the show. So, all right, 22 team. Kyle, give me some things that are positive in their corner of why you think they'll be the champion on Sunday.
I'm going to go off of they've been there 3 times, or this is their 3rd time. They've made mistakes the first time. They made a mistake on pit road. Last time they were the runner-up, felt like he had a shot. He felt like he had a shot. He's 28 years old. He has matured more over the last 2 or 3 years as a driver, than any driver that I've seen come along in a long time, honestly. I think he's confident in himself, and I think he said it best when he said, I'm the favorite. He's won stages, he's won races in the playoffs, and he's scored consistently and run in the top 5 until this last week. This last week bothers me a little bit. Not going to say it doesn't,
because
we talked earlier. Yeah, but we talked a little bit earlier about momentum from the 18, carrying that momentum. You got one team carrying momentum and one team that was the first car out. At the same time, talking to Joey, they have focused solely on the Homestead. And we heard Adam Stevens a minute ago, okay? And he said—
You wrote it down
yes,
when he said it.
He said it was an advantage winning Martinsville last year. We had 2 weeks. We were the best prepared car when we got to Homestead, okay? So Joey Logano and Todd Gordon feel that they have the best prepared car. Martinsville put them in a position to be in their minds, the favorite going in there. So I think that's a huge play. And listen, their pit crew.
I would say
right
the best
now.
On pit road
smoking
right now.
Smoking right now.
I would say the best on pit
so
road.
So I don't see this I don't see a lot of negatives.
This guy knows the advantage of having a good pit crew.
Got to have a good pit crew. You know, got to have a good pit crew. But, you know, when Adam said that, it was an advantage, but they didn't win the championship.
Yeah, true.
So,
good point.
You know, I look at it and think, man, 22's been good. They've done a good job. Joey has matured. I see that with his confidence. And, you know, he's always been a tremendous driver, but that ability, Roger Penske. Roger Penske, the captain, you know, if there's some orchestration going on what they've got to focus on, getting the engineering, getting the team, getting them everything they want, I'm sure that that's happening there. What I see that could be negative.
But,
is it true? Here comes the but.
Here we go.
Joey's rubbed a lot of people the wrong way this year. And I think that if he gets in a situation where somebody's going to make it hard for him to get by, and I'm not just talking about Martin. You know, you look at Eric last week Amarillo. And these guys come down. But if that means they're not going to run you and bump you, but if they make you run your car a little harder, if they give you a little bit of tighten the space up getting out of the pits, they make you run your tires a little bit harder, are they going to make it harder for Joey to get the position that he needs?
You know what's interesting is yesterday when DJ was interviewing everybody in New York, he flat out asked, you know, there have been some rubs here between you, Truex, and between Joey Logano and also Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick. And Truex really wouldn't answer the question. All he would say was, I'm here to win a championship.
Yeah.
He didn't back down and say, I'm not going to race Joey hard on Sunday.
No, I wouldn't expect him not to race Joey hard. Okay. Yeah. You know, I will say this, and I don't care. If another competitor gets in the middle of this in some way, shape, or form because they feel like they owe Joey Logano, it's total BS. Total BS. I'll throw the BS flag on it and end of the conversation on that. This is about these four guys. If these four guys aren't willing to put it all on the line, and you can't, we can't sit here at this table. I can't sit here and say that Richard Petty, watching him race, watching Dale Earnhardt Sr. race, watching Jeff Gordon race, watching Jimmy Johnson run for a championship, that they didn't rub some people wrong at some point in time during that season.
Sure.
To make something happen for them, to get that extra 5 points to finish in the top five or whatever it may be. So, yeah, you can say that, but, you know, it's... again, I'll throw the BS flag if somebody steps in.
Well, certainly you hope that doesn't play out on the track, you know, but the mind games are certainly there. They have begun. And I want to go back to something in 2014 where this really maybe all started, and it didn't start in 2014, but the latest salvo of that. Kevin Harvick speaking to Joey Logano in the Championship Four press conference. Take a listen.
You know, we want to be able to win the championship the right way. Obviously, that would be the goal. And we both have, obviously, all of us have the same common goal out there, and we're all going to be racing each other, and it's going to be entertaining to watch, that's for sure.
I thought you were going to say you were going to send Brad out to be the moving chicane like you were at Talladega.
I don't know what you're talking about, Kevin.
Maybe you should ask Roger.
He's not here right now.
Or Walt.
You can tell Joey, a little frazzled by that. But he threw the first salvo this year at Phoenix, coming out and saying, before anybody else was locked in, I'm the favorite to win the championship. Think that was Joey playing mind games?
I didn't think that was much of a salvo, to be honest.
Well,
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I didn't think
everybody
that was,
asked all the other drivers all the about other, that.
Yeah, and all the other drivers commented on it. Why would you even comment on something like that? I mean, I would have let it just float on out into the ether somewhere and not even... But, I mean, it is what it is. Listen, Joey was, 24 years old?
Right.
So that's hard, but looking on a kid right there?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, okay. I mean, he was a championship competitor.
Let's move right along, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, the mind games.
What are we reading now?
I'm wondering if the mind games will be a factor tomorrow, and then certainly in the media.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, all right, let's move on to Kevin Harvick and his race team. I'll ask you, Ray, are they the favorites?
Well, if we're going to go back to the pros and the cons, they've had the fast car. They've had a fast car all year long.
Yeah.
And Kevin Harvick, again, amazing racer, drives out of a very big windshield, can control a lot and see a lot of things, knows his racecraft is great, his talent is great. Again, fast car, and Stuart Haas has done an amazing job. But
here comes the but.
You know, being a crew chief, you know, that combination of a driver crew chief, I think is important. And sometimes it's more than mechanical, whether it's that half a pound of air pressure or that little bit that you see or don't see. And I think without Rodney Childers there, it takes a little bit of that edge away from that four car and for Kevin, because no matter how good Kevin is, he can't control and see everything from inside that car. And that, and Kyle, you made a good point. I've heard you say, you know, just knowing the sound of your driver's voice on how big of an adjustment to make. And I know that Rodney's got the whole war room and this and that, but
well,
it's
he'll
not
be in
the
Miami,
same as, but he's,
well,
he won't be on the box.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. So having him not there to look at his tires and to, you know, to see the stuff up close, and, you know, you stand on that box and you're hearing everything on the radio, but you're watching and, you know, you could see the faces of the other crew chiefs and things that are going on. And there's just a lot of unintangible stuff that a crew chief makes a decision on that Rodney won't be able to see. So I think that takes a little bit of that edge away from the four car.
And I do too. I said it going into this last week that I thought that was a weak spot for that team. That team could be beat at Phoenix because of that. Now, that's not the reason they got beat at Phoenix.
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah, well, that's true. But, you know, I looked at it and I thought that was a weak spot. I look at this. This team has speed, more than any of these other, more than everybody else that we talk about. The part that bothers me about them a little bit is we go to Dover.
Mm-hmm.
They win two segments. They don't win the race. We go to Kansas. They win one segment. They don't win the race. We go to Texas. They finally win two segments and win a race, which shows they have speed. They've won almost 30% of all the segments.
Good point.
This year. Guess what? Segments don't count in this race. Segments don't count in this race. Only that last win or that last lap counts in this race. So they've got to get to that point. If I look at him and look at everything that he's done this year, he continues to lob volleys over at everybody else and say, here I am, come get me. But they don't come get him. They make mistakes and put themselves in a position to be beat. They can't do that again. I mean, I can't say it enough. I won't be able to say it enough this weekend. Don't make mistakes. If they don't make mistakes, these are the guys.
And I know, talking about Rodney Childers, we can't say enough about what job that Tony Gibson did this past weekend.
Great job.
He made
great
a lot
job.
Of those calls on his own because great he had job. No communication with Rodney the entire day. So he'll certainly be a factor on Sunday. Well, the Championship Four spent their Tuesday in New York City, and they finished off the day with an appearance on The Tonight Show. Check it out.
I am here with the NASCAR Championship Four.
We've designed a pretty crazy obstacle course, and we want to see how well you can handle it. It's time for the Tonight Show RC Pro-Am.
On your mark, get set, go!
Always fun stuff. Kyle, how far do you make it on that road course? Like half a lap?
Half a lap. Are you kidding me?
Tomorrow is Championship Media Day in Miami. We'll have full coverage and a special two-hour edition of NASCAR America. You'll hear from all of the championship drivers 5 to 7 Eastern tomorrow. Well, coming up Sunday will be the final race for Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus as a team. Where do they stand among the all-time greats? That's next. After 17 seasons and 7 championships together, Jimmy Johnson and crew chief Chad Knaus will make their final start together on Sunday in Miami. It's also the last hurrah for Jimmy's longtime sponsor, Lowe's. In fact, today, he made his last appearance for Lowe's. Kind of strange to think about that, isn't it? This was at their distribution center in Statesville, North Carolina. Jimmy and Chad will be on the list of no doubt Hall of Famers someday, and this is a great crew chief driver combination. I know someone on that list.
Yes.
Kyle, I know a few people on that list. One sitting right beside me right now with Ray Evernham and Jeff Gordon. All right, so probably not fair to ask him about since he's on that list, but I want to ask you, do they fall on that list someday?
Oh, shoot, Jeff. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's not even a question. You know, they are there and maybe above my dad and Dale.
I
put them
really?
way. Listen, the most underrated record in this sport is 5 in a row. Nobody gives them enough credit. I just don't think so. I just don't think anybody gives that enough credit. They are definitely on that list. And you can listen, so many different eras, so many different times. Ray and Jeff were the best in their era. Dale and my dad were the best, and these are the best in this era. That's the way it is. So you put them all almost equal when you start looking at stuff. I don't think you can you can really go back, because you can't compare the crew chief job that Ray did is a totally different job than what Chad does. Hmm. The crew chief job that Chad does, Dale Inman wouldn't even recognize it in 1967, 68. I mean, it's so far out. So I think you have to go back and you have to look at the time that it's in, but an amazing, amazing run that these two guys had.
Chad was your protege. Agree with what Kyle's saying?
Again, everything about the amazing and how hard it is and that they deserve to be there. I do disagree with Kyle on the petty.
Above his dad.
You know, growing up, I look at things, and I'm a numbers guy, and ultimately you look at, to me, Richard Petty and Dale Inman were the greatest in the sport ever because of their championships, but the amount of victories that they had and what they had to do, they're legends. Jimmy and Chad are right there, you know, with those guys. When it's Petty, Inman, Johnson, Canales. What Jeff and I did was great, but we weren't together that long. And we won 3 championships, but we only won 47 races together. Yeah. When you look at Chad and Jimmy, they're heading for twice that many, you know. Richard and Dale, 4 times that many. Yeah. So it is incredible to win that many championships, not just mechanically, but what it takes emotionally to do that, to hold those teams together and be that good
and
for that many
years.
Is, to me, incredible. That's longer than most marriages in America.
That's the part that's special.
I want to ask you, if Dodge doesn't come to you with a pot of money, do you stay with Jeff Gordon for his entire career? Was that maybe the plan?
There was a lot more to it than the Dodge thing. There were some things going on with Jeff and I's relationship that just wasn't the same. Jeff did not need the kind of crew chief that I was. He was already champion. He'd grown up. He didn't need me in his ear telling him, okay, get on the grade. Break, pass that guy. Get on the gate. Don't do it. And, you know, I needed that. And I also needed something else in my career. So it's really a lot of fun right now because Jeff and I can sit around and say, if we stuck together, we'd have won 10 championships.
We
don't have to prove it, you know?
And
that's the fun part of it. The key thing is that Richard Petty and Dale Inman, they did break up for a while. Mm-hmm. But they're still family, and they look and they're together now. And I think when Chad and Jimmy look back at what they've done, they'll always be friends, and it'll come around.
And here's the difference between my dad and Dale. They were born a year apart. They grew up a half mile from each other. And at 81 and 82, they're still best friends. And that's it. You can take all the racing and all the other stuff away from it. That, in the end, that's where they're at.
All right, quick prediction. Do they both win races next year, Chad and Jimmy? Obviously, Chad will be with William Byron, and Jimmy will be with Kevin Mandring.
I think they do. I don't think that they win multiple races, but I think William Byron goes to victory lane with Chad Knaus, and I think Jimmy Johnson goes to victory lane next year.
I think it depends on...
you had to think about it.
He's got the ball.
I do have to think about it. I think Chad wins a race before Jimmy wins a race. I'm sorry. I think Chad is poised to win a race before Jimmy does. I think Jimmy's in a different place in his career, and starting over at that place in your career with somebody is a little bit more difficult sometimes, I think, for a driver than it is for a crew chief, because you're set in your ways as a driver. You know what you're looking for. So it'll be interesting. I'm not sure.
I can tell you now, as a crew chief, that driver's motivation, that driver's going to win. My driver, when I left, my driver won the next 2.
Speaking of William Byron, he's certainly excited to have Chad Knaus as his crew chief next year. We caught up with him earlier this week.
We just learned about basic things, whether it's how we're going to get started in the off season, what tests we have coming up in January and things like that. And then just kind of getting to know each other on a personal level. So I think that personal side becomes really important when you're working with someone for 38 weekends a year.
Well, coming up, if you thought the Phoenix race was crazy, you haven't seen anything until you've seen it scan all style. That's next on NASCAR America. It all started in February. It all ends this weekend. NASCAR's champions will be decided in Miami. Saturday, it's the Xfinity Series, 3:30 Eastern on NBCSN. And then Sunday, the Monster Energy Cup Series, 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Just 4 more days until the Cup Series crowns a champion. Getting to this championship four was interesting, to say the least. But how was it from the driver's perspective? Here's a very compelling scan all Phoenix.
From ISM Raceway here in Phoenix, just a simply gorgeous day at the track.
Bud, time to shine.
Boys,
Let's do it. Let's go to Miami. Thanks for letting me be a part of this deal. Got everything else accomplished this weekend, but got one more goal to win this race, so let's get her done.
And the green flag is in the air. We are underway.
Ungodly tight center. Tight center exit. Just will not turn. I gotta stop.
Float into center of 1 and 2. Loose off of 4. Same bullshit.
We'll try Harvick.
Harvick slides up the racetrack.
Here, what do you got? Got a flat? What if I just went flat or did it melt the beam? No, it's not a beam. It's not definitely not a beam, so it's not temp related. Just looks like a tire failure. It's temp 4.
And a spin on the racetrack.
And it's Joey Logano.
How bad?
Both the rear tires are flat. I think that's the only problem.
Right, watch your mirror.
22 blew a left rear tire right in front of me. And 19 is blind. He ran me over in the back.
Yeah, he clobbered you big time.
Man, compensate my luck. Can't wait till it used to be over.
I think we've successfully made it worse now.
Okay, 10-4.
Maybe next time you believe me in practice when I say it sucks.
Kurt Busch, he is out front. Every point that Busch can get right here is huge.
Chip Moore is right where it started. The car is better than what it was in the spring.
Clint Boyer into the wall. His championship hopes gone.
Pretty well killed. No four votes, sorry about that.
Pretty much similar on playoffs, boys.
It's the worst car I've had in Phoenix in 5 years.
Tempo, we appreciate your positivity. There's one difference between constructive criticism and being Ryan, and you know the difference.
Well, I'm positive it's the worst car I had here in 5 years, so there you go.
For the driver who was leading the race.
41, passed the caution car on pit entry, one lap penalty.
I've never seen anything like this in my life. Long way to go, man.
Sorry, guys. 35 races, just threw it away off of that.
And don't give up yet. It ain't over.
Put the rule book off next time, too, when I pit, so I can read it.
Kurt, take a deep breath. You got a fast race car. You got a lot of time to get there. You just need to, you got to take a deep breath. Get your head back in this. All right, bud?
Somebody spotted coming on the pit road.
He's coming yellow. Yellow.
Did he get back going, Tony?
Yep, he did.
Pointless caution, man. Damn it. They have people pounding the fence and brake rotors going everywhere, and you have a guy that spins and gets back going, and we throw a yellow.
It doesn't matter. All we have to do is finish 33rd or better. If they all finish where they have to finish, so none of that matters.
At the front of the field, Chase Elliott.
How many laps left here?
80. 9, too fast on pit road, section 1.
Well, unaware of that, but 10-4.
Should get more and more aggressive as we're into this final stage. The intensity's building up for these guys.
I don't know what you can do to help me, unless you got a magic wand for track position.
At ISM Raceway, back under the caution flag.
What's your gut say?
My gut says pit.
I think the board's going to do the opposite of us anyway.
Do the opposite, whatever you see here, Martin. If they all stay calm, and if they calm, stay out. I'm thinking rattlesnake here.
This time, Kyle. Panthers. What are you thinking?
Superman here, bud. Superman.
44 laps to go to determine the championship four. Here comes the 18, Kyle Busch. What a way
start. The 41. The 41 in the fence.
Just got us right in the wall. Never lifted the 11.
41, you hooked me?
Yeah, once we bounced off each other, he didn't hook you.
Dang, we had a miss, so 48 ran over us. Dang it.
How's your wheel?
It was 180 degrees off. Not good.
Wow.
Flat spotted and all there?
I don't think so. The wheel hopped a little, but not flat spotted.
The 9, a lot of damage to the right side.
Bad, we're done. Picked a hell of a day to speed. I apologize, guys. It's been freaking 6 months. Picked a day to do it.
And just shut off, we'll get it. We're all done. Terribly sorry, guys. I didn't get the job done.
No, man, nothing for you to be sorry about. We're not going to be defined, man. About one moment on the year, man. Hell of a job. We love you.
The four is dodged bullet after bullet today.
Yep. Just bring it on one more.
Kyle Busch is going to win in the desert.
Woo! Yeah! Hell yeah! Up and down, Pete. Woo!
Kevin Harvick secures a spot in the championship four.
Nice job, fellas. Way to fight all day.
Hart Trex Jr.
All right, we made it. We're the 14th place finish. Go figure.
Big job, driver. Way to hang in there, buddy. Take a little momentum with us down the homestead.
Man, just some incredible moments from this past Sunday. Expect even more from Miami. Hey, we've named 7 of the best team members in the sport to our Pit Crew All-Stars. When we come back, we'll reveal the final 3 members of the 2018 team.
NASCAR America is brought to you by Mobile One Annual Protection. Proven protection for 20,000 miles.
Hey guys, plenty of storylines this weekend at Miami. Here's another one. Tony Hirschman will actually be spotting for drivers racing for championships in all three series, believe it or not. He was our pit crew all-star last week. He'll be spotting this weekend for Noah Gregson in trucks, Christopher Bell in Xfinity, and Kyle Busch in the Cup Series. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That is cool.
Three championships in one weekend. Here's our pit crew all-stars for this weekend. Brian Deal is a longtime gas man. He's working for Martin Truex Jr. right now at Furniture Row. He's been with the 78 team for the last 5 years. And Sunday will mark his final race on pit road. Caleb Hurd also his final race. Justin Voss is the gas man for Ty Dillon and the 13 team. He also generates the creative content for the social media platforms of Ty and Austin Dillon, as well as Daniel Hemric. He's a busy dude, as well as gassing on pit road. And the 10th and final member of this year's team is Daniel Smith. He's been a rear tire changer for the past 15 seasons. And at Stuart Haas right now, he's been part of two championships with the organization. This year, however, very different for Daniel Smith because he's facing a very different challenge. In August, he was diagnosed with cancer. He's currently undergoing chemotherapy and actually in the hospital today, but hopes to be in Miami this weekend for the championship race. Believe it or not, he's confident he'll be able to return to pit road in 2019. He's one of the best rear tire changers on pit road. We certainly hope the best for his recovery and coming back as well. Brian Deal has been a gas man for 12 years in NASCAR and will put down the fuel can after this weekend in Miami. He's going to switch to the marketing and sales side of the sport. He's a former semi-pro soccer player. Deal also coaches the game at both the high school and college level as well. And Justin Voss has been working in racing for more than a decade. He also owns a graphic design company and print company. And did you know that Voss has his own YouTube channel, by the way? Documents all that he does on the racetrack every weekend. I know you're going to say no. So,
no, hey Ray, I did not know.
I blame you. I blame all you. I blame me for all this, by the way. Yeah. The searching for Adam Woods is your fault.
It's you, dude.
You started all this. So I want to know, when you came in, did you just see a void there and go, I can put athletes on our pit crew and I can gain a lot of time?
I saw so many good cars, you know, watching that would lose a ton of time in the pits. And I thought, well, that's because the mechanics are working all these crazy hours in the shop that we were working. Yeah.
Hey, who's that retired changer?
That's a big Chad. Look at that guy, huh?
Chad Chanals. So,
and realized that if we could bring these guys in, they didn't have to know how to work on a car. All they had to do was pit it. So we brought him in and hired Andy Papathanasiou, who is still at Hendrick today. And created a pit crew with athletes, and it kind of grew from there. And we got a lot of advantages, won a lot of races on pit road. And it's great to see these guys finally getting some attention for what they do, because what they do week in and week out is incredible. You know, a tenth of a second, you know, you watch a gas man, he misses a plug. A tenth of a second at 200 miles per hour is 30 feet, right?
Yeah. I'm assuming so. Your math is correct. It's amazing how the pit stop has evolved. The over-under on a pit stop deciding the champion on Sunday.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Pretty good?
I'm going to say pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, I do say pretty good.
All right. Well, maybe that will be the case. All right. Three champions will be decided in Miami. Certainly looking forward to that this weekend. So who you got? We'll give you our picks next, and also the impact that one team owner could have on the championship.
NASCAR America is brought to you by Mobile One Annual Protection. Proven protection for 20,000 miles.
Make sure you join us tomorrow evening for a special two-hour edition of NASCAR America here on NBCSN from 5 to 7. Complete coverage of Championship 4 Media Day from Miami. Cannot wait to get down there. So we've had this poll going all week long, Kyle. You know about the poll. So it's who you gonna pick for who you gonna pick for the champion. Joey Logano's getting no love. He has gotten no love all week in this poll. Kevin Harvick's still the favorite.
Yeah.
Why is Joey Logano not getting any love, guys?
Oh, I think it's our fault. We talked about those other three guys all year long. We talked about the big
three. About the big three.
And we kept saying, who's going to be the big four? There's never going to be the big four because those guys, we were too deep in the season with those guys winning all those races. He's the fourth guy. He's the guy that has a shot at knocking off the three Goliaths that are there. I'm going with Joey.
That's your pick.
That's my pick. My pick is Joey.
I think it's the other three guys that are doing all the voting.
Yeah, they are. They are. They are.
2X is not
going to be Joey Logano. I'm going to go with him.
Okay. All right. So that leads me to your pick, Ray. Who you got this week?
I got to go with the 18 car. They're the one I see with that They've got all the pros and wow. the least amount of cons.
We didn't go with the favorite.
You guys left the door open for me to take Kevin Harvick. Is that, you know, if that's who I would pick yeah. going in as a favorite. In terms of speed on a mile and a half racetrack, yeah. can you argue with that?
I can't argue with that. Cannot not argue with that. I think he's beaten himself. That team has beaten themselves more than they've been beaten this year on a mile and a half racetrack.
So one little X factor maybe in their category. How much of a factor can Tony Stewart be? I know in Harvick's championship year in 2014, like he talked about how much Jimmy Johnson was a big help to him, but he really pointed towards Tony Stewart as being a big help for him. So how much, we heard him be a calming factor for Kurt Busch last week. How much does smoke help out Kevin Harvick this weekend?
I think it's a lot. It's no different than when Richard Petty walks into the room, get your attention, get your respect. Yeah. You saw the outtakes, the video of him talking to Kyle Busch last week. I think he's got all the ability to do that again this week.
Yeah, and that's the point. He takes this team. This is Tony's team. He takes it, and he takes pride in it. He hurts. He's joyous when it wins. But he's going to take those drivers, and he's going to give Kevin Harvick everything he needs to keep him calm, to do the things he needs to do. So I think Tony's a huge influence.
The correct guidance, and it can't be said enough for the wisdom he has for having been through it, won it, lost it. And granted, Kevin Harvick's been here. He's done it all. He knows about everything to do a championship weekend. But that voice in his head, calming him down on Sunday morning.
I got a voice
nothing
in my head.
Better. That's a different voice. That's going to do it for NASCAR America. Thanks, Ray Evernham, for joining us. Appreciate you being
Thank
here.
You.
Tomorrow, two-hour edition, Championship Four Media Day. You don't want to miss it. Have a good night, everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.